Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
Brett Favre and Reggie White and Sean Jones. Oh, God. I mean, it's kind of funny because now I'm at the Dolphins, okay? My first game at the Dolphins. We open up with the Seattle Seahawks. Mike Holmgren is the coach.
Mike Holmgren is in his second year as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. And Dave Wannstedt begins his new head coaching job for Jimmy Johnson in Miami.
And Mike and I are good friends to this day. They put my picture on the damn ticket, you know, and I was trying to just hide and get this game out of the way. I know Mike's offense. I mean, I was the defense coordinator of the Cowboys when he was with the 49ers. So I've been defending this offense for, like, it seemed like forever, okay? So, you know it inside and out. So we're getting ready for this game. And, God, I'm just a wreck because it's the first game in Miami. It's at home. Sell out. Here we go. On and on and on. Home, you know, Green Bay offense. I got Brett Favre nightmares in my sleep. And
Dave Wannstedt, coming into tonight, had a 1-11 record against Mike Holmgren.
So we play the game, you know, and we shut him out. I think it was 23-0. We intercepted him like four times.
John Pittman has thrown four interceptions. He's accounted for five turnovers in a nightmarish first half for Seattle.
So we're walking over to shake hands afterwards, and Mike puts his hand out and he shakes and he says, "Wow, those plays didn't look the same without Brett Favre in there, did they?"
60 Minutes is coming up next on CBS. Except the West Coast. Reed's happy in a lot of ways, as Dave wants to.
Mike Holmgren's happy this one's over.
Is something tall and strong. They get a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
You don't care, Coach.
I don't care.
I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.
That 5:00 somewhere is right here in the Score Studios. Our buddy Dave Wannstedt is here. Let's talk some ball. Hey, Coach.
How you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're getting a nice thing going here. You tell us a story. Tanny goes and finds the game.
Tanny.
You get to live on memory lane one more time, you know?
We're going to be going back to Christmas songs here pretty soon. I know Tanny's looking in the archives.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What, you want to sing one now?
No. Oh, no.
How about after a couple fingers of that bourbon?
Nah,
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
It might be Oh Holy Night.
You know? It's beautiful.
And it's big.
Yeah, it is.
That would be at the top five, you know?
Coach, I'm going here's one. Here you go. That's Dave Wannstedt singing Silent Night.
Holy Night. That was more than two fingers apart. Okay, Tim.
Let it roll.
Oh.
Round you on what? Come on.
Come on. Let's go. Let's talk about the damn Cleveland Browns. Okay, let's go. Miles Garrett.
All right, let's talk Sanders. About him. Let's talk about Miles Garrett.
I got a full weekend. You know, I'm a manny this weekend. My daughter, both daughters and their husbands are heading to Vegas for a few days. So Jan and I split up the grandkids. So I got one household. For a night and a day, I think I got to check the itinerary.
Yeah, but you're going to be at the Manly Awards on Saturday.
Well, I'm going to be a manny.
You're going to be a manny. Yeah, so how many grandkids? Well,
I got three. One drives, so I just got to try to track him down. And then the other one's got wrestling, so we'll see where he's at. And then the granddaughter, she's the one that will have my hands totally full. She's got more going on than I do. So
you spoil them? That's your job.
Well, yeah. I'm going to try to just buy them so much food that they won't want to leave the house. You know, and I'll know where they're at. And Jan's got the little ones out on the other side, so she'll be good. Then I'm making a drop on Saturday, and then I'm coming to the Manly Awards. Leonard and I will be up there. Leonard will be running the show again for Pat. And then we got Bear Sunday, so I got a full weekend.
Bernie's Book Bank, that's where we're going to have the Manly Awards. It's going to be really, really good, and Coach is going to be there, and we're going to have an absolute wonderful time. How different of a grandparent are you than from a parent?
Boy, that's a good question, you know?
Lawrence has been doing this a long time.
Probably not that big a difference. Because both of my daughters and Jan, lots of times, says they're not your kids. You know, let your daughter and son-in-law discipline them and do what they want to do with them. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably not, I give them anything they want, obviously. So from that end of it, they know I got their back. But yeah, that's an interesting question. I probably need to separate a little bit more, you know? How I treat my daughters and how I treat my grandkids.
The joke is that grandparents are old people trying to get to heaven. that they change from what they were as parents because they're trying to get to heaven.
Right.
But I also think that that's kind of the point too. Like the idea is you're supposed to be in a space, and Dave with everything that he's done, why not have a little bit of fun and spoil?
I'm
the
involved
grandkids.
In all their sports. I was at a wrestling match 2 days ago. I go to football games. I go to my granddaughter's volleyball games, basketball games. So anything they're involved with, I want to try to be there and be part of it as much as I can here for whatever. You know,
it's a beautiful thing, Coach. It's a beautiful thing. Yep. You mentioned you'll get there to Sunday. Eventually, we'll all get there to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Is a trap game a real thing for a team at this point that, like the Bears, at 9-4? Is a trap game something that you're actually concerned with?
Well, the only way, you know, that Ben and his staff are going to do a great job of turning the page and getting on to Cleveland from last week's Green Bay game. You know, the tough thing is in this town, just walking the streets and being out amongst the people here, you know, you don't get very many Cleveland questions. You know, everybody still wants, because the Packers game is next week again, right? I mean, it's coming, you know, it's that they're jumping from Green Bay to Green Bay. That's the topic. And that's a little bit of a trap. And I said this on Molly's show, you know, the guy stopped for a cup of coffee on the way in, and the guy behind the counter is probably not going to ask him about Cleveland. He's probably going to want to talk about something that happened in the Packers game or whatever. So, you know, you got to fight that a little bit this week because this could be a trap game. Hey, we know that Miles Garrett is, what's he, two or three sacks away from
three.
The record? Three. So, you know, he's going to show up and he's going to try to get that record, right? He's coming. So he's going to bring it. And whenever you get your leaders on your team to practice and show up and play with that type of mentality, it's contagious. It's contagious. And then on the other side, you got Sanders, who's now the starter, and he would like to be the starter at Cleveland in the future, so he's trying to prove himself. You know, so it's not a team that you say, okay, they're out of the playoffs, they're dead in the water, they're not going to show up and play. I think they will because of the reasons I talked about.
Can you take advantage of something like that? Like, the Browns team isn't really playing for anything, but Miles Garrett is, and last week, there were some people who thought that maybe he was going for the sack record instead of kind of playing within the defense. So if you're Ozzie Trapillo or Darnell Wright and you're lined up against him, knowing that he's going for it, can you take advantage of that, or do you have to just play it straight up?
No, you got to pretty much play it straight up. You know, I mean, he's gonna play the defense it's called, and they'll have a plan for him as far as chipping him, and he's always going to be double-teamed. Let's face it. I mean, he's not going to be lining up against Ozzie one-on-one. It's just going to be a matter if it's a tight end chipping or the back chipping or whatever they do, you know, or run the rollout passes away from him so he's not a factor, that type of stuff. So, and Caleb will know where he's at. And so it'll be an interesting game to watch from the standpoint, you know, that there'll be a lot of talk about that and the record and so forth. So it'll bring some it'll bring a few more eyes to the set than normal, I think.
What's different about preparing for a pass rush guy like Myles Garrett as opposed to preparing for Micah Parsons, like the Bears did last week? We thought about that so much. This is a different type of guy here.
Yeah, Parsons. I mean, I can relate more to Garrett because, you know, the pass rushers I've been around, the Charles Haley's,
Jason
Richard
Stans,
Jason Taylor's, all those guys, they all were guys that were athletic and could drop in coverage, and we did a little bit, but they were always with their hand on the ground, and they were one side or the other, and I would flip Haley and Jason, those guys, right side, left side a little bit, but a lot of times they didn't want to. They wanted to, and everybody talks about, oh, you got to get him off the line so he doesn't get chipped and all that stuff. Well, that part is true, but, you know, like with Taylor, I gave him the freedom to say, hey, if that back's chipping you or the tight end's there, just tell the tackle next to you, I'm inside, I'm gone. And you just set him up and come underneath him right now, and the chip is over. It doesn't mean anything. And the tackle will come around for the contain outside. So you can do a lot of different things with those guys. You know, I don't know. The great ones still find ways to make plays. That's what Myles Garrett's doing now. This is not the first week that an offense or people like ourselves are talking about what a great pass rusher Myles. They've been double-teaming Myles Garrett for 3 years.
Uh-huh, and he's still got 20 sacks after signing an extension. He is what he is here. Yeah. Can you educate us about Jim Schwartz? Jim Schwartz has been doing it a long time.
Good.
As a defensive coordinator.
Loves to run wide nine.
Yeah, like what is the wide nine, and what is what kind of issues does it present?
It pretty much keeps everything inside the tackle box. And by that, I mean he's going to bring those ends up the field, and they're going to come awful hard. So any of your outside running plays, the wide stretch play that the Bears run, the boots and the waggles with the quarterback, those things will be very difficult when you play wide nines because those guys are coming up the field. So they make you run more of an inside running game, inside those two ends. And the Bears have that. You know, we've seen the Bears trap and wham and counters and stuff inside. So I expect to see more of that type of running game. And they kind of force you to do a little bit more drop back maybe than what we've done, you know?
That's interesting because we saw so much bootleg last week.
Right.
You know, as part of the game plan. But is this a game where Caleb's going to have to drop back and make some passes and structure?
I think so. I think the ball, play action pass. So the key will be, you know, right now we're running the ball so good. And that's what's as cold as it's going to be in the weather and all that, you know, whenever you're running the ball like the Bears are, that's not a factor. It's really not. You just soon do that than throw it. And so then your play action passes come off of that.
What's your biggest takeaway from the Packers game?
That we're not going to fool them very many times on blitzes. You know, the old thing, you live by the blitz, you die by the blitz. And, you know, one of them I know was an all-out blitz. We got beat inside for a touchdown there on the safety. And the next one, though, was a zone coverage, and we just didn't play it good. Jalen Johnson, I hate to say this, but I think, you know, his time away because of the injury, he's just kind of getting back into it a little bit, you know. And
mentally or physically?
I think mentally. You know, and that one second touchdown that the guy beat Brisker inside, you know, I think, and I could be wrong, you know, they started off in a too deep zone. And they, or I, you know what? Maybe I'll draw that play.
We were
up.
Trying to figure out if it was cover six or cover two.
What do you call them, cover six?
A quarter, half.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering if that's what they were doing. But I felt like you did when we were talking, and it felt like he was supposed to drop and he didn't get enough depth in cover two.
Yeah.
And then it felt like that.
I think it was a cover three. And I'll show you why.
This is a third different take on that play. That's fascinating because Bowen came in and was saying he thought it might have been cover six. And here's Wani saying cover three.
Cover six and cover three are not that far apart.
It could have.
Cover six is twice as many as cover three, right? Do I have that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. let me think here to get this.
Alex,
correct.
Hop on in there, is because the coach is he's holding the board.
The thing I kept thinking is
I got to figure out the formation. I'll show you the defense. Okay, we started off like this.
Get to Twitch and YouTube, people, right now. Wani's on the board.
I don't even know how many guys I got on offense.
As many as you want.
It doesn't
coach.
Matter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, 11. Okay, over here. Okay, this guy went. This is what I saw with the coverage. You got the board there.
Yep.
This is what I saw with the coverage, and the Bears run this coverage. Our man Byard, he's got a couple interceptions off this. Where the linebackers, okay, follow me now. The linebackers, we drop underneath coverage with the linebackers. Okay.
Okay.
And then this safety Byard, he drops down into the hole. So that is kind of like a cover. I would call it a robber coverage. You can run it with cover one man coverage, and we would call it one middle. And then,
so that's a safety buyer coming from his side down into the middle in that hole.
And then here's Brisker is going to work into the middle of the field. And if you remember back, there was a couple teams that we faced that were running those crossing routes across the middle of the field behind the linebackers, and Byer was intercepting them, right?
Yes.
Intercepting them.
Yes.
Well, I that's how I saw this coverage. Now, what happened on this play was this guy, this guy went to the flat somehow, and I don't have it right in front of me, and he dropped in the middle. The linebacker covered him, okay, so we were covered in this guy, and so there was nobody deep. And what we would always tell the corner is you play high to low, meaning the deepest to the shallow. So in this case right here, if your guy doesn't, that's why.
That's why I was asking about the depth. It felt like he didn't get enough depth.
Oh, he didn't. He didn't. But that's why I thought it was a three deep, and this guy disappears. And now he's going to get deep into his third of the field. And obviously you're seeing the quarterback. And when this guy starts coming across, this was the guy for the touchdown. He starts coming across
That's
the field.
That's Bo Melton headed towards that side of the end zone.
And here's the robber. Here's Byard. Here's our safety there. Here comes Brisker to the middle of the field. Okay. Well, Brisker now is looking. He's looking and saying, if this guy would run straight up the field, he's saying, okay, then over here, Jalen Johnson's probably got somebody to cover. So that's fine. I got the middle. You got your third. This is why I kind of think it might have been a third. It could have been a quarters. But what happens is this guy starts running away from Brisker. Okay? So when that happens, they're not going to run two guys in the same area. So when that starts happening, Brisker now is assuming, and I'm just trying to figure this out myself, he's assuming that there's no threat deep back here for Jalen Johnson, and Jalen's going to come and give me some help there. So we're going to end up wedging this deep guy.
Yeah.
Because you would never think that Brisker should be covering that much territory
starting
from the left hash.
No way. Not unless it's a blitz. I think it was a five-man pressure. I think it was five-man. But even if it was four, it doesn't matter. No, he wouldn't cover that much of the territory. Because if they're going to run him all the way where he caught the ball, we're going to have a corner there. They're not going to run two receivers in that same area right there, if that makes sense.
It does, Coach. And when Ben Johnson was asked what went wrong on the play, he would not single out a player.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, and I may be wrong on this thing, but even if it was quarters coverage, here's the difference between quarter and cover three.
It's a hell of a job holding the board, Alex. Thank you.
Quarters coverage, everybody's, you know, and whether it's cover six, a half, or quarter. That corner, if your guy goes deep, you got a man-to-man. Cover three, if that guy goes deep, I got a man-to-man. If it's man-free and that guy goes deep, I got a man-to-man. If it's cover two, I'm squatting in the flat area. So it wasn't cover two.
Well, it was. I just got note from someone at Hallis Hall. It was inverted cover two. So the safeties come up. The corners go back to the hash. That's what's supposed to happen on that play.
So did but Brisker didn't come up.
Brisker, I think, was trying to help. You know, I think that is like, I think, oh my God, something bad. Right. Something bad's happening because he and Brisker were trying to come down. He and Byer were trying to come down.
If that's true, then it would be your cover six, because it would be cover two on one side, and that would be quarters, which would tell that corner, as I just said, if your guy goes deep, you go. But if your guy doesn't go deep, you get depth. So it was probably quarter. Quarters are cover three. That corner should play it the same way.
All right, so either way, this is asking, is it asking a lot of Jalen Johnson, who's been a cover corner historically, to all of a sudden be thinking in some of these zone concepts on the fly in his second game back here like
that?
Is that asking a lot or no?
No. I mean, and a lot of it happens off a reaction. In other words, I'm getting deep, okay? And all of a sudden, there's nobody deep for me to cover. Okay, so now I'm looking inside. There's nobody outside me. I'm looking inside. And here he comes. Here he comes barreling across the field. I better get deep and help.
It was a really interesting play, and watching it was fascinating. But someone who talked with Al Harris said it was inverted cover two.
Yeah, then that would be your cover six. So it was cover two on Brisker's side, and it was quarters on that side. That would all make sense. That would all make sense.
And that fits Matt Bowen's guest with us on Tuesday after he was talking to folks.
Yeah, Matt would be right on.
God, Spiegel and Holmes, find out.
That's some sexy stuff by DA. Now you just have to have Jalen get to the place where he's comfortable doing some of that stuff.
Coach, back up here. God bless you now. Okay, we were running that coverage at Oklahoma State in 1975.
I'm not saying it's new.
It's a number one coverage for option football.
Because you bring your safeties down.
To one side. Cover six was invented when we were trying to stop the wishbone.
See, he's trying to stop Mike Rozier and Turner Gill.
Thank you, Coach. Right.
Just sent him back in a time warp right there.
Billy Sims?
Yeah, Billy Sims in Oklahoma.
Billy Sims?
Jamel Holloway trying to control.
Thank you. And that's how that coverage became so popular. It's because you would invert the safety, and he would be your support guy or guy dropping down, and the corner then played the deep.
Yeah, I don't want to rag on Jalen, because like in the moment I was like, ooh, he didn't get enough depth. Because now you got two players that are going over the top, and you don't have enough defensive players to cover that. And that the whole point of that defense is to make sure that you don't get beat deep, especially by two guys.
I think there's a lot of
1977.
Let's go.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people out there, Coach, who don't realize how much defensive backs need to be thinking about, all right, somebody's open. I got to go cover them. I just got to help. Like, just using your eyes, too.
Right.
Like, you see somebody open, like, oh, I better get over there. There's a lot of that goes on.
Absolutely. Yep. Just football, you know, awareness and make a play, you know. Absolutely. No, so you know, you get hit on a couple of those. And the other one was a blitz. And you saw, who was the guy in the slot?
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Christian Watson.
He hand signaled, you see that? He hand signaled the quarterback, or the quarterback hand signaled him. I don't know who did it first. And he beat him inside, you know, which you always, you know, that's the problem. You protect the inside against any man coverage or blitzes. You have to. But, that was that. So that's what I would take away from this thing is you got to be careful with Green Bay because of the big plays. They like running them, He can throw them, and they've got enough speed to make it happen.
I think we should worry about the Browns before we worry about Green Bay.
I'm just answering my man Lawrence's question, Coach.
I appreciate you answering it and us walking through it. You want to draw something else up, or are you good?
No, I'm good right now. You know what, though? That running back for Cleveland, Judkins.
I wanted that kid. I like that kid.
You know, when he was at Michigan.
Let's talk about him in a minute, all right?
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll talk about him in the Cleveland running game in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
That's next here on
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go.
Dave Wannstedt.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We're with Dave Wannstedt. Coach was talking about Quinshon Judkins, the fine rookie running back, leads all rookies in rushing yards in the NFL for the Cleveland Browns. And he started at Ole Miss, Coach, was the SEC Freshman of the Year.
Wow, yeah.
At Ole Miss, and then transferred to Ohio State. And now here he is. They use him an awful lot. Having a nice year.
And when he was at Ohio State, keep in mind, last year that it was him and Henderson were splitting time.
Yep.
Henderson is a starting back for New England. So, I mean, it's a situation where he was not getting the ball 25 or 30 times a game just because he had another guy that was is equally as talented.
Yep.
But I think this guy's he doesn't have the hands that DeAndre Swift has, but he has every bit of the inside toughness that Kyle Manunga has. So he's but with a little bit more speed, I think.
I'm trying to figure out if you can run on Cleveland. Because last week, the Titans did, right? The Titans, Tony Pollard had 161 yards on 25 carries. He did have a 65-yarder, so that skews the numbers a little bit. But you look at them on the year, they're only allowing 107 yards per game. Only Pollard and Derrick Henry reached 100 yards against Cleveland this year.
Yeah.
So I can't figure it out, but against that wide nine, I mean, this, and because it's who the Bears are, they got to run the ball, don't they?
And they've got some good play. They got a couple good linebackers. They got that rookie linebacker from UCLA. What the heck is his name? I think they took him in the second or third round.
Is it Schwesinger?
Yeah, Schwesinger.
Yeah.
And he was...
Carson Schwesinger.
Yeah, he was Big Ten, you know, defensive runner-up player of the year or some kind. I mean, the guy is a tackling machine. They had a very good draft. You know, they really did. They got some good young players, I thought. And then the defensive tackle that they drafted. You want to know why they're playing good run defense? How about Graham, right?
Mason Graham.
Mason Graham out of Michigan, number one pick, you know, defensive tackle. You got him on one side and Garrett on the other. I mean, they got a heck of a good defensive line. And the thing I liked about Graham when he was at Michigan, he's not just a big body that takes up blocks. He was an ex-wrestler. He's an athletic guy. He's probably only 285, 295. He's big, a little bit bigger than Aaron Donald, but he plays the same style. He's on the move all the time. He's athletic. Bigger than Donald, probably not as quick as Donald, obviously. But so they got a few players on that defense that that I really like.
It's interesting, Coach, how people have talked about Caleb Williams over the last few weeks. Like, I think those of us who watch him every week, we go, hey, he's doing what he needs to do to win football games. And I didn't win last week against Green Bay, but he did some cool stuff and almost brought them back last week. I'd love to know from your perspective, how do you think Caleb's playing over the last month or so?
I think he's playing just what you said. I think when the games have been on the line at the end, he's made plays. He has not turned the ball over. Yeah, he had the interception last week. But, I mean, for the most part, for a young quarterback, he has protected the ball extremely well, which nothing will end a game or lose a game for you quicker than throwing an interception. We all know that. We've seen that here for a lot of years. And he doesn't do that. So I think he plays smart. You know, I think the only thing that people see sometimes and they just say, how can that happen, is just some of the wide open misses that he has, you know. And when he misses, he really misses sometimes, you know.
Yeah, that first third down pass.
Right.
He not only missed DJ, he missed the safety behind DJ.
He really did.
And that's what I'm talking about. So all it takes is seeing one of those, and that's what people want to talk about for the entire night, you know, after the game. Oh, God, did you see that wide open guy he missed? And they don't want to talk about maybe the two or three that he made great plays on. So I think he's doing well. I mean, you know, I mean, he's doing what he has to do to give us a chance to win.
We don't really know if Shadur is going to be any good yet, do we?
I have no idea. This is going to be as interesting to see this kid play because I really haven't seen him play this year. You know, and I've got to go back to my Colorado days. And when you say, what did you remember from Colorado watching him? I would say, number one, that he was an athlete. Not a great athlete. Now, not Caleb Williams' athlete. He's not as good an athlete as Caleb, in my opinion. But he is a darn good athlete. He can get outside the pocket, make some things happen. And this kid is tough. I mean, he got slaughtered sometimes at Colorado. I mean, you know, just he.
They didn't have a really good offensive lines when he was there.
And he got beat up, and he just kept coming back and coming back. So those two things I remember about him, and he can make the throws, you know. So
people are raving about his work ethic. That what it's been over the last
month.
I'm
not surprised.
Yeah. Either am I. I guarantee you his dad is, Dion is in his ear because Dion knows what it takes, you know.
Was Dion a good worker?
I never heard that he wasn't. He just wasn't going to tackle, and he'd tell you beforehand he wasn't going to tackle. He said, I'm paid to cover, you know. So my point is that Dion knows the work that it's required, and I think now that the kid has been put in this situation where you're going to have to earn it and nothing's going to be given to you, I think he's responding in the right way. I really do.
We had a discussion earlier, and considering that you're one of the foremost defensive minds in football when you were coaching, what would you do with Shadur? Would you heat him up or would you play coverage?
You know what I would do? I'd test him a little bit on both. I wouldn't be afraid to come after this guy. You know, number one, because of the receivers that they have are good. They can beat you, but not great. And the second thing is, to beat you on a blitz, your quarterback has to recognize it, and then he's got to throw an accurate pass under pressure, a la Jordan Love, right? So I don't know if he can do that. I mean, I wouldn't go the whole game and wonder if he could do it. I would find out.
Okay, I like that.
So I would find out, is he going to be able to handle the blitz,
yep,
or isn't he? And I would do it early. You know, you don't want to wait till the fourth quarter when it's a three-point game and then test him on it, and then him come back to haunt you.
So, by then, you got to know which strategy you like.
You got to know. And that's what the Bears, you know, think about last week's game, guys. When we give up a touchdown with 38 seconds, right? Right before the half. And the crowd's going crazy. We lose the momentum. And we're coming out the second half, and Green Bay is going to have the football. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that game would have been over. They would have taken that ball and gone down and scored and gone up 21-3.
Ball game.
It's ball game. It's over. But I tell you what, our coaches, whatever Ben and the guys did, are doing with the players at halftime, and the players are responding. And, you know, Green Bay comes out, and we make them go 3-and-out, and they punt. And we get the ball, and we have, what, 12 or 17 play drive, whatever it was, and get on and score. So that, to me, speaks a lot. You are up in Green Bay, and you come out of the second half after you gave up a touchdown, and you kind of put it right back in their face. That was a heck of a deal. Just that whole sequence of defense and offense, that was very meaningful in my mind.
That's why it was a moral victory, Coach, for me. Last one of the year, maybe, but called it moral.
I wouldn't call it, you know, somebody asked, I wouldn't call it moral victory. I would say it was a confident building loss. Okay, now think about that for a second.
Semantics.
I like that.
We lose the game, but the guys in the locker room say, we could have won that. The game was there for us to win. And we know that they are a talented team. We know that they are a very good playoff-type team. And so you can take confidence from a loss, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And I think going up there, like I say, on the road in those conditions and having a chance to win that thing till the last play, I wouldn't call it a moral victory. I would call it a confident building loss.
Do you know who else went to Green Bay? Alex. Alex went to the game, Coach. He was up in Green Bay all weekend last weekend.
For what? I did not get frostbite, Coach. I went to the game.
Oh, okay. For all weekend, you upper?
I went up there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Got the whole Packers, Green Bay, Wisconsin experience,
and they made fun of us. Where'd you stay?
Denmark, Wisconsin. A town of 2,500, like 15 miles from Green Bay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you sat in a bar by yourself the night before the game.
four or five other Bears fans.
He had friends, Coach.
Yeah, they bothered us.
15 miles away?
Well, you know, he brought some, like a bunch of his friends went up there. And they got themselves a munchie basket and hung out at some bar where the hamburgers were like $3 or whatever.
I'm sure they were.
Hey Coach, I forgot, like, you,
everybody used to stay in Appleton. They still do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You,
except us.
You went for two against the Packers at the end of a game.
We did.
To try to win.
Yeah.
You did. 97, you did it. Eric Kramer to Ramon Harris.
Yep.
Almost worked, too. I love that you went for it. I remember loving that you went for it.
Yeah. Everybody was just kind of getting a feel for the two-point thing. And, you know, they were obviously a lot better team. And we got down there with a chance. And, the play we liked, and I said, Mike Holmgren said, those plays don't look like Brett Favre. The play that we ran, Matt Cavanaugh was my offensive coordinator, and Matt ran that play with Joe Montana and Roger Craig at 49ers with Bill Walsh. And so we looked at it on tape, and I liked it. Matt said, what do you think? He said, this would be a great two-point play if we go for two.
Can we get Montana and Craig?
Yes, it was the same thing. God, what happened? That play didn't look the same, Matt, as when Joe threw it to Roger Craig.
Coach, you got some picks?
I got some picks.
Can I talk football here for a minute?
It's time for the Four Winds Forecast with Dave Wannstedt.
Put your mouthpiece in, because here we go.
Presented by Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend.
Okay, here we go. I'm taking Buffalo. I know they're traveling to New England, and New England beat them the first time. Buffalo. I think after last week's win, I think they are getting their feet back on the ground. I'm taking the Bucks, so make your bet quick, guys, because it's tonight. I like the Bucks. Mike Evans is coming back. They know they need to win another game. I take the Bucks tonight to win. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers, okay? That's Monday night game. So I like Pittsburgh to come up with a nice win against the Dolphins. It's going to be 10 degrees in Pittsburgh. Tua, have fun on that one. And then my last one, I'm going with my Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys are still, I mean, if they would win out and something would happen with the Eagles, they could still sneak in. And they've got a big NFC game at home against the Vikings. I'm going Cowboys.
That was the Four Winds Forecast. Every week with Dave Wannstedt. Experience the excitement at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, and South Bend. With award-winning cuisine, the latest slots, a variety of table games, and luxurious hotels. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape.
Right now, be caller 6 at 312-540-0670 to win a $200 gift certificate to Four Winds Casino. Man, you can have a good time up there.
Hey, thank you, Rinaldi, right?
Rinaldi's brought the pizza.
And they brought a little bourbon here. I'm going to have to get a hold of my man Bradshaw because he's out of commission.
Rinaldi's took care of with bourbon for the rest of eternity.
They are fantastic. I'll tell you what, I appreciate them a lot. That was super, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I got to see if I can get Terry on the show next week.
We'd love to talk to him.
I had him on the phone last week. I was talking to him.
He has to go do his podcast.
I think they got the Packer game, right? The Bears Packers.
Oh, that's right.
Saturday game.
I think they got that. And
Coach, Alex is trying to get Moose on tomorrow. Grease the wheels for young Alex, would you?
Are you Alex?
Yeah.
Well, he's back there on the phones now. But,
all right,
yeah.
I'll give you Moose's number. For what game?
He's on the call this weekend.
Oh, is he? He's calling Bears Browns.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm working Bradshaw, so you can work Moose.
What are you doing tonight, Coach?
Tonight, I am going to go home and watch the ball game. I'm going to root for those Bucks, man.
Watch your bet.
My nephew down there, you know, Bobby Slater, 14 years here at the Bears as the assistant trainer.
Bobby's your nephew?
Oh, yeah. He's like a son to me. And
I love Bobby.
When Lovie got the job, Bobby was one of the first guys that he called and said, hey, you come to Tampa with me. I want you to be the guy.
And he's been there since.
And he's been there like through what? How many coaches since Lovie? Five?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's vice president now. Vice president in charge of all the medical end of it at the Bucks.
Bobby's a really good dude,
Great guy.
And I loved him when he was here and him being able to train Tom Brady. How about that?
Oh, he only takes care of a few guys now because he's vice president.
Deal.
He's the boss. And he took care of Tom. And Bobby's phone rang once when I was with him. And the phone was ringing, and you tech guys would know this, and there was nothing.
Oh, there's no number.
There was the screen was completely black. And he says, hold on, I got to take this call. This is important.
He knew it was Brady.
It wasn't Tom. It was his wife.
Oh.
Giselle, right? Giselle? Or
yeah.
What? She called, and I says, what? But he knew because there was no face, no number. No, he knew the call, and he says, "Excuse me, Uncle Dave, I got to take this one." Yeah,
that is phenomenal.
Because if she's calling, you know, it's something to do with Tom and the whole bit.
save that for tomorrow because Carmen Vitale was down with the Bucks when Bobby, and Bobby's still there, but Bobby was there, so that's good. That's funny stuff.
Bring it up, absolutely, for sure.
Hey, Coach, tonight the Buccaneers host the Falcons on Thursday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30, kickoff at 7:15, right here on The Score and the Odyssey app.
Coach, didn't mean to bother you.
Didn't mean to bother you. Let's go. Beat the Browns. Let's go.
Let's go. No trap games for the coach. Good luck with the grandkids, all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get beat up a little this weekend, but I'll be all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.